Hall of Fame baseball manager Casey Stengel once said, "Never make predictions, especially about the future." But here we go anyway with that full plate.
Well, there are a handful that kind of jump out.
Brandon Larrabee is a journalist with the News Service of Florida. One of the top issues of this and any session is the budget, the lone constitutionally mandated action that must be taken before lawmakers can go home. When it comes to the spending plan, Larrabee says it's important to distinguish between Tallahassee and the normal world.
In the normal world, there's going to be more money for the legislature to spend this year than there was last year. Where things get a little bit more complicated is that the expenses are also going to go up on things like education and Medicaid. And when you put those two together, there's a very, very thin margin, if any margin at all, for error.
Along those lines, another question is whether the state should continue to spend tens of millions of dollars to attract tourism and business investment to Florida.
How lobbyists have to interact with lawmakers, and there's still some anxiety, I think, here in Tallahassee about how exactly all of that will play out. He's someone who is very willing to sort of push the boundaries on how to achieve or not achieve things in the legislature.
The governor is proposing $85 million. Corcoran appears to include cutting such funding in his overall goals for the session.
We're going to fight for limited government, which means less spending, less regulations, and more tax cuts. We're going to fight for free market health care. We're going to fight for free market education. We're going to fight for ethics reforms.
Speaking on the Florida Channel, Senate President Joe Negron said there's a role for government to create a level playing field and to make sure Florida is business friendly.
I think it's appropriate for the governor, in the competitive environment that we're in, to have tools available to draw businesses to Florida. Let's try to find some common ground on infrastructure, needs for businesses to expand and also to relocate to Florida.
Another top priority is how to implement Amendment 2, which legalizes medical marijuana. It won with 71% voter approval in November. Both Joe Negron and Richard Corcoran provide a change at the top of both chambers for the next 2 years. Larrabee says the wild card is the House Speaker and his proposed overhaul of how the House does business.
He's someone who is very willing to sort of push the boundaries on how to achieve or not achieve things in the legislature. He's going to be the person to kind of watch over the next couple of years.
Negron, on the other hand, is a little more in the traditional mold of Senate presidents.
He's certainly a very wonkish personality. He's very interested in the policies. It'll be interesting to see how those two approaches interact.
By the time Florida lawmakers kick off the session, President Donald Trump will have taken office. Some of the talk from Washington deals with funding Medicaid would block grants in the Trump administration. Larrabee says theoretically that could give states more say in how that money is spent on lower income residents.
A lot of the federal rules would then fall away, and that would be a big focus. And what we're already hearing, I think Joe Negron, in addition to some others, talk about, we need to go ahead and put a framework in place for that, regardless of whether or not the legislation on the federal level is actually passed.
Changes in federal trade policy under Trump could have impacts on Florida's 14 ports, and stronger immigration enforcement could also have unpredictable effects in a state where even the Republican Party is sometimes divided on how to treat those who are undocumented. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.